I wanted to ask Cliff, I was mentioning to John Forbes, who presented the ATTACC data in San Antonio, that I've been thinking more and more about this idea of ER-positive breast cancer like indolent lymphoma. We do a series in lymphoma, and it's very hard to demonstrate mortality differences. And of course, right after the ATTACC presentation, Eric Weiner actually brought up the issue of the absence of mortality benefit. What's your take on that at this point, Cliff?
I think it's a very important negative, frankly. The argument that is made to give adjuvant therapy in the first place is to improve survival, and the argument that's frequently made to choose one regimen over another is survival. There are many choices we make that don't relate to survival, but we have to admit that when we do that, we're doing it for other concrete reasons. One reason would be the better quality of life associated with no recurrence or a less toxic drug. And if that's the frame of the discussion, then let's talk about it that way. The issue for me is that the PFS result in these trials is still being discussed as suggestive for an overall survival advantage, and there may not be one there.
Well, my question is, do you think there is one there, and we just need to wait another 10 or 20 years or have
more?
I don't know.
I think part of the issue, which we addressed last May, is that the definition of disease-free survival in these key trials actually is inconsistent, and it includes many endpoints which are not predictive of death. So it's very possible in these trials to have relatively large differences in what they call DFS and not have it serve as a surrogate for overall survival because you're including a lot of events that don't predict, again, death. So I don't know what the answer will be here. A substantial number of the events in the ATTACC trial are not distant recurrences, and that's informing the difference in the curves.
Bob, sort of starting to see a little bit of a theme here, thinking back to metastatic breast cancer in terms of progression-free survival without survival differences, but yet there also is the practical question of the doc in practice trying to make these decisions. Clearly, our patterns of care study, we've seen a dramatic shift towards the use of AIs up front. What are your thoughts on that?
I do believe that progression-free survival is an important endpoint in the adjuvant setting. Most of the things that we're going to do to a woman who has progressive or recurrent breast cancer post-adjuvant therapy are pretty obnoxious. And so I do think that progression-free survival in the absence of a clear-cut survival signal here is important. I think that part of the issue also is that we tend to think that women with hormone receptor-positive breast cancer have slam-dunk endocrine-responsive disease, and that's not the case. Many women with hormone receptor-positive breast cancer have endocrine-resistant disease from the get-go. And that may be part of the reason why we're failing to see big progression-free survival differences or recurrence-free survival differences and failing to see survival differences with initial AI therapy in comparison to tamoxifen versus the use of sequential tamoxifen followed by an AI. Because in the sequential studies, the women who tend to have endocrine refractory disease progress early. And so they're not enrolled into the trials, to the sequential therapy trials in general. So I think it's still an open question about really whether or not the AIs have superiority to tamoxifen in women who have hormone responsive disease.